Here we go. Our Religion 101 guests in on behalf of the Kauffman Interfaith Institute, doing great things on campus of Grand Valley State University under the leadership of Dr. Douglas Kinchy and more. Good morning to you, Doug. Happy March.
Good morning.
Yay. Here we go.
Sun's out.
It does make a difference.
I think spring might be here.
This was one of the most cloudy winters, I think I heard Channel 8 say this morning.
I think so.
All right.
Well, we want to begin, of course, with recognition of what happened in New Zealand. It is so sad. Someone was telling me, he was trying to remember how long ago it was that the action in Pittsburgh took place. You know, was that last year or the year before? It was just 5 months ago. You know, this is so sad. The Islamophobia and the anti-Semitism that's going on, it's just sad. And we need to come together and support everyone who is threatened. And anyway, we want to express that right away to begin. With. And yesterday, Kyle and Zahavi attended a vigil on the campus, and so we'll let Kyle talk about that, the student.
Yes, let me do a formal introduction again. Kyle Coyer is with us on behalf of How You Spend Your Day programming with the Institute. Can you share?
Sure thing, Shelley. Thanks so much for having us here. You know, last night was it was really special to see the campus community turn out, students, faculty, staff, to just kind of show solidarity and support as we collectively name this violence for what it is, being white extremist terrorism, and to collectively support, you know, our students of, our Muslim students, but also students of all religious minorities on campus who feel this in a different way than us Christians who kind of live in the comfortable majority here in West Michigan. And so again, to be in a space where we were able to hear all 51 names read and recognize the multi-generational nature of this tragedy, from three all the way up to folks in their golden years whose lives were cut short by this act of violence, and yet to see the resilience of the campus community in standing against this kind of atrocity and naming our togetherness even here on campus, it was really quite special. So.
You know, it's sad that in certain areas you feel like you're the majority, but someone pointed, I think it was Richard Rohr, that from God's point of view, we're all minorities. There is no majority religion. Every religion is not a majority of the whole Earth population. So we need to be really careful about those so-called minority religions in our community, because they're not minority, or we're all minority in God's eyes, but we need to be very careful about thinking that we're the truth because we're the majority.
Zahavia Ahmed Usmani, Program Coordinator with the Institute. Your words, please.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with Kyle. It was a really moving evening and a wonderful event to honor the lives that were lost. But I think also the message of just being unified now and staying unified so that we can hopefully prevent these adversities as much as possible, although everyone there did expect that there would be more. The message to stay unified really resonated with me, and to look out for those people that might feel marginalized, might feel alienated, seek them out, befriend them, and work towards creating a stronger community really came through yesterday evening.
And I just want to take a quick moment to recognize the work of our Muslim Student Association and the Center for Interfaith Resources on campus for creating that space, and as well as just being a continual support network to students who need a space to process this tragedy.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about an IMAX film that will be shared this Saturday. Kyle?
Yeah. So, Shelley, you know, last year, 2018, we brought National Geographic's 3D IMAX documentary, Jerusalem, to Celebration Cinema. And in two subsequent nights, we sold out two different theaters. So it was a really wonderful discussion, and Celebration Cinema North and IMAX is bringing it back as a part of their Explorer series, and so we're excited to be partnering with them tomorrow to do a screening of it, and I'll be leading a short discussion afterwards. So if folks missed out in 2018 and seeing it or are eager to see it again, we'd encourage folks to check it out. That's 10:30 tomorrow morning, Celebration Cinema North and IMAX. Folks can still purchase discounted group rate tickets through our website, interfaithunderstanding.org. Otherwise, tickets will be available for the normal price at the door.
It's really a wonderful film, and it shows how three religious communities live in the same territory, but they don't fully recognize and appreciate each other. But this film just makes that very, very vivid in your eyes. And plus, being 3D, I've been to Jerusalem a couple of times,
wow.
And every time I've seen the movie a couple, two or three times, and every time I see it, I just get thrilled because you feel like you're walking through the streets of Jerusalem. It's just beautiful.
The IMAX experience. So, Javier, would you share some interfaith events on the lakeshore?
Of course. The Lakeshore is actually abuzz with interfaith excitement over the next 3 months. And we recently had our meeting with the faith, justice, and secular leaders in the community. And they definitely wanted to point out that this interfaith work we're having on the Lakeshore is building community now, and we want to encourage everyone to come out and join us. On Monday, March 25th, this coming Monday at 6:30, we're going to have Sweet and Savory Small Bites at Herrick District Library. This is a wonderful opportunity to just get to know your neighbors, to really just sort of talk to each other and enjoy some time together over food and fellowship. And we have a wonderful evening planned, so I hope folks come out to that. On April 9th, Tuesday, April 9th, we have at 7 o'clock an interfaith couples panel, which is going to be really neat. So folks, how have those folks in this in a relationship been able to navigate the challenges that come from being from different traditions or backgrounds? And so that's exciting that that's happening. And we're thrilled to hear from those voices. And then in May, on May 18th, this is a joint event between our Grand Haven Tri-Cities area group called Lakeshore Interfaith on the Bridge, and then also Holland Interfaith Allies and a lot of organizations and agencies in the community that support environmental advocacy and justice and education. At Hemlock's Crossing on May 18th, Saturday from 1 to 3, we're going to have a short interfaith panel to hear how people from different traditions think about caring for the earth. It's called Shared Space, Shared Place. And then after that, there's going to be activities for families and kids, everything from nature walks to native seed plant bombs to learning about groundwater. So it's going to be a really fun, interactive, family-friendly event. So we hope that people will come out and join us and get to know one of Ottawa County's wonderful parks as well.
All of this on the website?
Yes, it's all on the website.
Yes, and obviously we talk about the third Friday normally of each month.
Which?
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're usually with the second Friday. I got you on the third Friday because of my silly schedule. Doug.
Yes, and we're really excited about how the activities that really have been mainly in Grand Rapids since our Year of Interfaith Understanding are now moving into the Lakeshore. Lakeshore has been very supportive, and we still have a lot of things going on right here in Grand Rapids. The affinity groups that we started last year during our Year of Interfaith Friendship are continuing. Most of them are still going strong. So, again, we don't have time to really go through all of those, but every month, some of them meet every week, actually. Our knitting group meets every week. But go to our website and learn about what's available to you. If you want to get involved, some people say, well, I've never met a Muslim or I've never met somebody from another faith, get involved in our affinity groups. That's what's happening there.
Let's also spend some time talking about the Community Interfaith Seder at Temple.
I think I want Kyle to talk about our day camp first because that's something that's really important right now, and it's part of our moving into the next generation. So why don't you take it?
Sure thing, yeah. So this is our second year offering a youth interfaith service day camp in the summer. You know, Shelley, we're just recognizing that, like, even in our national context, middle schoolers and high schoolers have a necessary voice in leadership. Mm-hmm. And especially in interfaith spaces, we are seeking out creative ways to amplify those voices and vision that, you know, they, the next generation, can kind of take the torch from us and carry this into the future. And so as we think about how, again, we elevate voices and empower leaders, one way that we do that is through this Youth Interfaith Service Day Camp, where we're hoping to bring together around 30 middle and high schoolers over the course of 2 weeks. And so this June, 2 weeks, 17 through 21, and then 24 to 28, we'll be offering two different camp weeks. And so the first week sort of focuses on interfaith and cross-cultural exploration, right? So it's sort of an introduction to the world of interfaith leadership, visiting sacred sites, and building community through service. It's great for students who are new to interfaith dialogue or cross-cultural engagement and are sort of ready to begin a journey of seeing new places in our city and making some new friends. Mm-hmm. Zahabi's going to talk about week two.
And week two really dives deeper, and we really want to look at exploring cooperation across lines of difference. And we also want to learn each other's stories and work to build a more equitable community for everyone. It's really going to be a time to learn about the stories of our neighbors, visit sacred sites, and always eat at these wonderful places of worship and try new foods. We thought the kids wouldn't enjoy that last year, and it was like one of their favorite parts of the day camp last year. So we're super excited to offer this opportunity for deeper dialogue, thoughtful listening, and really organizing for change. So really, as Kyle pointed out, these youth are our future, and we want to empower them in this camp, this week two of the camp. And it's really, week two is more appropriate for the kiddos who have some experience with like deeper dialogues, cross-cultural communication, and have possibly even attended our day camp last year.
What are the dates again?
That's June 24th to 28th for week two.
Week one, June 17 through 21.
And obviously get signed up.
Yes.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's an early bird price.
Yep. So through the end of March, for 5 days of camp, students can attend for just $85. And we obviously don't want price to be a barrier for anybody. And so we do have scholarship available. Information on our website, interfaithunderstanding.org. There's a link to reach out to us if folks would like some help in making sure that their kiddos can attend. But we'd love to see folks there. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
There's also a limit. So it's, you know, if you don't register now,
right.
You may not be able to get in. We had a lot of attention last year and filled it up.
It was full last year.
Oh,
yeah.
And this is part of the grant we received from the Wege Foundation to really work with the next generation. Mm-hmm. We already have interns at five of the college campuses, so we're working in the college age group pretty well, but this is to go to the K-12, and we're hoping that as this grant proceeds that not only will we be dealing with junior and senior high school, but even into the elementary, finding ways to make them more open to understanding people who might be different. You know, you can call it anti-bullying, or you can call it be nice campaigns or whatever, but it's all part of what ends up, from our perspective, as being interfaith understanding.
Go ahead and share a bit about your upcoming events.
Yeah, I think this is really exciting because it's really a follow-up on the partnerships that we put together. We talked about that, I think, a couple years ago in this segment. But after the election, the Muslim community was very nervous, and we actually went around and visited the mosques and established four partnerships, one partnership for each of the mosques. And one of the partnerships has been doing a lot of activity together, and the thing that they're doing now, this is the partnership that involves Trinity Lutheran, the Attahid Mosque, the Temple Emmanuel Jewish Temple, and Westminster Presbyterian Church. They're coming together and inviting others also for a joint interfaith Seder. Not just a sample, but this will be the full meal. It'll be the whole program for that. And they're inviting everyone to come and learn about this practice of eating together and making that a part of a faith commitment. And so there's registration is available now. You can go to our website, www.interfaithunderstanding.org, or you can contact Temple Emmanuel directly and make your reservations. This is going to be held, where is it? On Wednesday, April 10th at 6 p.m. at Temple Emmanuel. And you can register with them at their office, which is 616-459-5976. Or if you want to pay by credit card, you can go to our website and sign up that way.
Great. You're going to be back on again with the Grand Rapids Men and Boys Choir, right?
That's right. Next week I'll be here.
Yeah. It's all set up for sure. What else would you like to share, Zahavia?
No, I just thank the community. I just today, my daughter's teacher, as a Muslim member of the community, was asking me, what can I do to get more involved, to find out how she was really admiring the Prime Minister of New Zealand's example of just bringing her whole country together. And she said, you know, what can I do? How can we do more? And I just encourage everyone out there to plug into Kauffman. We are really providing those spaces for people to get to know each other. I can just say from our foodies group, we met this week and I just really left feeling like, these are my people. This is my community. It made me feel a lot safer and it made me feel connected. I was grateful for that.
Thank you for spreading the word. Kyle Coyers?
Yeah, I just say that, you know, the unfortunate state of our world is that this will not be the last tragedy of its kind. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly a possibility that something like this could happen in our community, as awful as that would be and as hard as we work to prevent something like that from happening. But, you know, my exhortation to folks is don't wait for the worst possible thing to happen to be your absolute best to your neighbors. And whether that looks like connecting through our programming or just reaching out to a congregation that's different than yours across the street and making a new friendship, we can do better.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Douglas Kinchy, take us home.
Being proactive, as Kyle suggests, is the thing to do. You know, let's not let the tragedy be what brings us together. Let's come together ahead of time. And all of our faith traditions recognize that we are children of God. We are made in God's image. And we need to build on that and not bring our prejudices, whether they're cultural or political or whatever, to the table. We are different. That's okay. Isn't it wonderful we're different? I say sometimes that you don't learn a lot by just staring in the mirror. We don't want to be in bubbles of people that just look like the way we look. We need that stretch as well as that solidarity that comes from interacting with people from other traditions and other religions.
Mm-hmm. Interfaithunderstanding.org for more information. Busy times at the Institute, and that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you.
Shelley.
Take care.